الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you all, brothers and sisters. We will again proceed with what we left yesterday, brothers and sisters. Now, the point is this, we must understand that I am taking you through the derived forms of verb, three-letter verbs. What are they? Derived forms. And we call it fi'l thulathi mazid fihi. Something has been added into it. Now this is a quick tour, brothers and sisters. For example, if you came to visit Toronto for one day, I'm taking you by car and showing you downtown. This is Eaton Centre. This is Royal Ontario Museum. Then I take you to Science Centre, and then I take you to Edward Garden, and then I take you to Niagara Falls, and even don't let you get down. Just pass. So I'm showing you all these things. Later on, we will explore each and everything in detail. But I felt if I explain you this, then maybe when we read and study book 3, and when the verbs come, you will be a little more comfortable, and you will be able to identify them. And I'll then ask you questions about it. What is it? Is it Madi? Is it Mudariya? Is it Amar? Is it Ism Fa'il? Is it Ism Maful? What is it? And inshallah, you will be able to recognize them. And slowly, slowly, you will make yourself very strong. So yesterday, brothers and sisters, we did form 2, which is Bab Taf'il. Then we did form 3, which is Bab Mufa'alatun or fi'alun. And then we did form 4, which is Bab If'al. And I wrote them in one order. Why? Because all of them have 4-letter verbs. So the alamatu mudariya becomes you. Remember, it becomes you in all these 3 forms, which is form 2, form 3, form 4. Now we come to form 5. Today we are going to study form 5, brothers and sisters. So look at it. What is the difference between form 2 and form 5? We added ta. We added ta. So what is form 5? 2 plus 3. What is it? 2 plus 3. You see? Do you see 2? Then alif ba ta, 3. So that is 3. 2 plus 3 is 5. So this is now form 5. And what will be this? 3 plus 3. Form 3, you add ta and you get form 6. 3 plus 3. Okay? Now, today we will explore them. Now, how many letters are there, brothers and sisters? 5. Ayn is doubled and ta is added. So it becomes tafa'ala. And then what will this become? Tafa'ala. Now, these two we have to understand that in the mudariya, it will stay fatah, fatah, fatah. Are you with me? No kasra. The only time in these two kasra will come when we make ism fa'il. So now, what I said, we'll try to explore it. Brothers and sisters. Here it is. Ta'allama. What is the first verb we are studying? Ta'allama. Fine. Brother. Ta'allama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now make it mudariya, no kasra. yata'allamu. No kasra. In these, the Ain Kalima got a kasra. So what is this, brothers and sisters? Yata'allamu. Yata'allamu. Are you with me? Now, everything is mentioned also in your sheet, you know, laminated sheet. Huh? So that will also help you. Now make Amar, brother. Brother Hassan. Chop. One chop. One chop only. And sukoon here. Huh? So it became Ta'allam. Ta'allam. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now make ism fa'il. For ism fa'il, what do? You bring mu instead of alamatu mudariya. And then muta'allim. Muta'allim. This is the only time you will make a kasra. Are you with me? And then, brothers and sisters, muta'allam. If there is a ism maf'ul, we have to learn how to recognize ism maf'ul, which is just by looking at the fatha on top. Now, every verb cannot have ism maf'ul. Only those verbs which are mutaaddi, which are transitive, which has maf'ulun bihi, will have ism maf'ul. We will again explore it in detail, inshallah. Muta'alla. See, muta'alli. Muta'alla. What is the difference, Brother Hassan? That ayn kalima in ism fa'il has a kasra. And ayn kalima fata in ism maf'ul. Now, brothers and sisters, let us make masdar. Na'lam. Ta'lim is form two. Ta'allum. What did you give? Dhamma. Now, brother, I am always looking for easy way out. And you must have noticed that I always try to connect something with something. Okay? So, I used to tell you, nasiya, nasiya. Nasu, nasiyat, nasiyata, nasina, not sister Hasina. Just to remind you, okay? And then I also used to say to you, hajja is hajaja. Shamma is sister Shamim, Shamima. Now here also I have discovered something which will make you smile, because that word means to smile. Okay? Tabassama. Are you with me? What is it? He smiled. Okay. What will be the mudariya? Ya. Yata. Bassamu. What will be the amar? Smile. Tabassam. Tabassam. What will be the ism fa'il? Mutabassim. And what will be the master? Sister Tabassum. You must know somebody by the name of Tabassum. I'm sure I know. It's a very popular name. Sister Tabassum. Tabassum, what is Tabassum? Masdar. What is Tabassum? Smiling. So here it is, brother. You will often hear from me, Bab Tabassum. Sister Nasri, Bab Tabassum. Okay, so which is very easy for us to recognize. Bab Tabassum. I'm not going in detail to conjugate because it's easy. Are you with me? The conjugation becomes little difficult when you have Nakis or Ajwaf verbs. Okay, So you got the idea, brother? Huh? Now, what is the next word, brother? Tahaddasa. Yatahaddasu. Tahaddas. Mutahaddifun. Are you with me? And what will be the master? Tahaddus. What will be the master? Can you figure out? Brothers and sisters, next verb. This we are going to do it properly. Takallama. What is the meaning of takallama? He spoke or he talked. Takallama. Takallama, takallamu, takallamat, takallamata, takallamna. And then it's easy. Mudariya. Yatakallamu, yatakallamani, yatakallamuna, tatakallamu, tatakallamani, yatakallamna, yatakallamna. No kasra. No kasra except in ism fa'il. Yatakallamna. And then tatakallamu, tatakallamani, tatakallamuna. Now here, of course, tatakallamina. And then tatakallamani, tatakallamna, atakallamu, natakallamu. Amar? Takallam. Amar will be? Takallam. And what will be ism fa'il? Muta kallimun. The pronouns, brother. Ghaib, mukhatab, and then mutakallim means the one who speaks. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We say yao mutakallim. So that is your mutakallim. And now you know how it is made, how we made this. So mutakallim, okay? And then takallumun. What will be the master? Takallumun. Tabassum. You keep that mind, tabassum. And you will always see that you are able to do it correctly. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Tadhakkara. He remembered. Yatadhakkaru. Amar tadhakkar. No kasra. No kasra. And then ism fa'il mutadhakkir. Okay, master, tadakkuru, very good, brothers and sisters. Okay, now comes nakis, talakka. Now here, I'll only explain you briefly. When we come to this verb in book 3, we will go in detail, because this is nakis. There are many changes taking place, especially in master. So, talakka. What will be the mudariya? Yatalakka. Talakka, yatalakka. Talakka, fi'lu madin mabniun ala fatahtul muqaddara. Yatalakka, fi'lu mudariyun marfoon bi dammatil muqaddara. See? Because it is yatalakka yu. Yatalakka. Kaju, that is what it is. Okay. Now, Amar. Talakka. You will drop the ya. It will become, let me write it down, brother. Ya ta lak ka. Are you with me? How do I make Amar? Chop. Two chops. Chop, chop. It became now talakka. How do you describe it, brother? Talakka. Felu amrin mabniun ala hazfi harfi illa. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. See, now you are saying with confidence and saying with ease. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, ism fa'il, brother. Mutalakin. Mutalakim. So what is it, brothers and sisters? Let us first write down. Mutalak. Mutalakiyum. Are you with me? Mutalakiyum. That is your original. But then, when there is a ya, and if there is a kasra before it, then we drop the ya, and then we give compensatory kasra. So it becomes mutalakkin. And if you have to put al into it, mutalak, then the ya will come out. Mutalakki. Mutalakki. Right? Because it's a sukun on the... Okay, how do you describe this? Ismun marfu'un. It's marfu. Okay, of course it is ism fa'il. Ism marfu'un. Wa alamatu rafa'ihi ad-dammatul muqaddara alal ya'i al-mahzufati. This, inshallah, you'll get comfortable. Alal ya'i al-mahzufati. Because you drop the ya. It was supposed to be there on top. And now here will you say, how will you say? Ismun marfu'un wa alamatu rafa'i ad-dammatul muqaddara. Because the ya is there. So, Dhammatul Muqaddara alal ya, you can say. And here you will say, Ad-Dhammatul Muqaddara alal ya'i al-mahzufati. Because here the ya was dropped, which had a Dhamma. Here I can see the ya, so it is Dhammatul Muqaddara. Sahi? Inshallah, if you are finding it a little hard to swallow, don't worry. We'll be making a lot of practice, brother. And you will be, I assure each and every one of you, you will become very comfortable with these things. It will become your second nature and something that you will enjoy to say it, inshallah. You got the idea, brother and sister? No, I'm not making master. Because in order to make master, I have to explain you. So I'll wait. No. Let's not go into it. Because I don't want to write down and say this is master. I can write down. But then I think it will confuse you. It will really confuse you. But when I write it, I want to explain it. So we will wait, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Brother, next one. Tamanna. What a sweet word. It has a musical connotation in it. Tamanna. Have you heard this word before? Wo tamanna aur kya jaane tamanna aap hai kya karungi leke duniya meri duniya aap hai. This is one of the most popular songs. You turn on your radio and Noorjaan will be singing. Wo tamanna aur kya. So this tamanna, brother, desire. Intense desire. I say intense desire. Are you with me, brother? Okay. So whenever I think of tamanna, I think of this song, you know, because it is so beautifully rendered. And it has got such a touching words to touch your heart, brother. And it has got a pure thoughts in it. There is no vulgarity in these songs, brother. They are very pure and beautiful poetry. Fine. Tamanna. Okay, brothers and sisters. Mudariya. Yatamanna. Tamanna. Yatamanna. And then Amar. Tamanna. Tamanna. Ism fa'il. Mutamannin. Mutamannin. Huh? Mutamannin. Fine. Okay, you got the idea? Now, brothers and sisters, ta'anna. To be patient, to deliberate. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ta'anna. Yata'anna. Ta'anna. Mutamannin. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, beautiful, beautiful verb, brother. Takabbala. How many times we say? Every day. Scores of time, we say, takabbala. What is the meaning of takabbala? To accept. So this is, can you see, kabbala, and then ta, takabbala, 2+3. Can you see? Kabbala, to kiss. Takabbala, to accept. Yatakabbalu. Amar. Takabbal. Rabbana, takabbal minna. See, we say all the time. Now today, you know what is the meaning of it and what kind of a verb it is. Takabbal. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala sukun. Okay, fa'il mustatir, takdiru anta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we also say, Rabbij'alni mukimas salati wa min zurriyati. Rabbana takabbal du'ai. Takabbal du'ai. O our Lord, accept our du'as. Takabbal du'ai. Let me write down. How do you write down du'ai? Do you see du'ai? This is how it is written, brother. Takabbal. You accept. What? My du'a. So this is your mafulun. You said my du'a. I don't see ya mutakallim. Where is it, brother Abdussal? No, mazuf. It is actually like this. Are you with me? And this is the style of the Quran. This is the style in the Quran. Brother, Quran is so unique, so special. So here, this is dropped. What is it? This is dropped. You as a student of the Arabic language, you will understand it. But a layman would not know. He will read the translation. O our Lord, accept my dua. But actually it is du-a-i. What is this kasra? Again I say jokingly. Ya aayi thi, apni nishani chhod ke chali gai. Are you with me? The ya came and left her sign and went away. What is the sign of ya? Pulling it down. Are you with me? She came, du-a-a. What was actually? Dua'a. She came, she pulled down the dua'a into dua'i, and then she went away. Did her job and went away. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So please remember, takabbal, very beautiful. We say it all the time. Inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, that is number, form five. Form two, takabbala. And then add ta, it becomes takabbala. 2+3. That becomes form 5. Now we come to a very interesting, inshallah, thing. I will write down here, brothers and sisters, form 5. And I write down bab. Tafa ulun. And in short, you will call it what will you call it, brother? Tabassum. This will make you remember it with a smile. Okay, inshallah. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, before I go, yesterday I wanted to quote a verse of the Quran. And I will quote here two verses, brothers and sisters. First is, brother, look at this. I want you to analyze it. When you recite Quran, Sister Mehnaz, we should pay all the respect that we can muster in our voice, in our thoughts, in our emotions, and say it. Because we cannot just say Quran, you know, in a way that nobody understands, then we do not give justice. We do not show respect. Huh? Because some people I've seen, you know, when they are talking about Quran, they say very fast. So very fast, brother. No. When you say any word or verse in the Quran, lower your speed. Say it slowly so that the person opposite to you who is listening can understand each and every word. If you say fast, probably you just said it, even you did not know what you said it. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to whom? Who received this verse? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today, when you read it, Allah is speaking to you, brother. That is the magic of the Quran. It is always fresh. Another billions of Muslims will be born. And when they will read the Quran, Allah is talking to them. To each and every individual, when we read the Quran, Allah talks to us. That I call it the magic of the Quran, you know. The miracle of the Quran. There are, you know, this is one of the things that can touch you. That now I am receiving the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not know, now I am receiving the revelation. That's why I recommended you the book, brothers and sisters, Way to Quran by Khurram Murad. Please read it. Very small, beautiful book, brother. And read it slowly, slowly. Don't read fast. So much to understand. Okay, Ratil. What is Ratil? Fi'lu amrin. What is the Madi? Rattala. What is Mudariya? Yurattilu. And then? Amar Rattil. But because I'm joining, see, in the Quran it will be written like this. A person who doesn't know the language will not know it. You will immediately figure out, oh, Rattil. There is never a kasra there on the verb. Why is the kasra here? For joining. What is actually there? How will you say, brothers and sisters? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala sukun. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir taqdiruhu anta. Taqdiruhu anta. And recite. What shall I recite? Mafurun bihi. See how beautiful it is, brother. You can figure out why there is a fatah. The Quran, the word Quran with a fatah, it tells me the story that I am in this sentence. Mafurun bihi. And brother, what is tartilan? Mafulul mutlaq. Sister Mehnaz, Sister Maimuna, mafulul mutlaq. Now I am giving you a little bit more details, you know. What is mafulul mutlaq? Mafulul mutlaq is a master. Derived mostly from the verb used in the sentence. And it is made Mansub. I write down a couple of things. Brothers and sisters, what is this, brother? Fahimtu darsa. Jayidan. What is Jayidan? It is Mansub. It is Mafulun Mutlak, but that actually is not the Mafulun Mutlak. Mafulun Mutlak has to be the Mastar from the verb. So what is the Mastar from the verb? Fahman. What is the Mastar? Fahman. Okay, what is Jayidan now? Not. But when you drop the Mastar, then the Nath takes the place of Mastar and becomes Mafulun Mutlak. The details are coming in book 3, lesson number 28 or 29. And brother, the lesson is this big. Are you with me? And it has all the details you can think about. So that is the beauty and the farsightedness and the wisdom of Dr. Abdul Rahim in teaching us the language of the Quran. So, وَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So what is فَوْزًا? Masdar from فَازَ. Are you with me? اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Are you with me? So these are مَفُولٌ مُطْلَق. Brother, you can't translate them. The beauty and the sweetness and the eloquence is in understanding them and saying it in its original language. You cannot translate. Maful Mutlak is very little bit in English language. But in Arabic, you use it a lot of the time. Shukran. What is Shukran? Maful Mutlak. In this case, the verb and the fi'l and fa'il are dropped. Ana ashkuruka shukran. Are you with me? Then sabran is also same thing. And you will be surprised, brother. Subhanallah. What is subhan? See, master, subhana. Mansub. What is it? Subhana. It is mansub. What is subhana? See, you just translate. But it is Sabbaha, yusabbihu, and then usabbihu. So you are saying usabbihu, usabbihu subhana. Are you with me? Usab means I am glorifying Allah. Are you with me? Or nusabbihu. Are you with me? Or it will be Allah will say sabbih subhana. Okay, all these things will come in the Quran in different forms. And you'll be surprised when we study it and understand it, brother. Okay, so I just thought I mentioned to you form 2. At the same time, I'm introducing you bit by bit, mafulun mutlak, inshallah. Now, form 5, talakka adamu mir rabbihi. Kalimatin. Adam received the words. Talakka Adamu min Rabbihi kalimatin. Maybe I should write it down. Okay, brother, here's the verse of the Quran. And this is how we will try to understand. Slowly, slowly, sentence by sentence, word by word. Because it is not our language, you know, Arabic. So we got to understand it slowly, bit by bit. But only once you do it, brother. Once you do it, then the rest of the time, whenever you hear it, you know what's going on. Talakka. Talakka, what form is this? Form 5. Bab Tabassum. Bab Tabassum. You know, if you say Rattil, what is form? What is the form of the verb? form too. But at the same time, I want you to say, Bab Tafailun. That word Tafailun will strike, because when you say Tartilun, it is Tafailun. So immediately you will be able to identify the master. So when you say form 5, it is Bab Tafa'ul, but for simplicity and ease, we say Bab Tabassum. Okay? Adamu. 5. Min, Harchar, Rabbi, Isam Majrur, Mudafili. What is Kalimatin? Parabda Samad. What is Kalimatin? Why mafulun bi? I see kasra here. Jama munasal, mashallah, mashallah. Brother, you don't know how happy I become when you answer such beautifully and correctly. Kalimatin is mafulun bihi mansubun bil kasra. Liannahu jama munasal. You will say this. We are going to practice all these things. Mafulun bihi mansubun wa alamatu nasbihi al kasra. Liannahu jama muannas salim. Are you with me, brother and sister? Fine. Fa, harfu atfin. Okay. Taaba. Fi al madi. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu. Huwa. Who's huwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fataaba alayhi. Then Allah forgave him. He is Adam. Are you with me, brother? Taaba alayhim. Okay? So, when we say taaba ilah, then means we are seeking repentance. We are seeking forgiveness. When taaba Allah, then it is Allah who is forgiving us. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now the scholars say, you know, what was those kalimas? Rabbana zalamna anfusana illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna la nakunanna minal khasirin. Brother, you have to understand la nakunanna. I cannot explain you now. But it is so beautiful. There is no equivalent of it in any other language. You got to understand that. And then you will realize why it is so very important for us as a Muslim to learn the language of the Quran. Just, you know, hard work of a year or so, and you understand the language, you know. And later on, you will then go ahead and try to speak, try to read other books, and it will enable you slowly, slowly. But the most important thing is in understanding Quran, which will come right away. Because in the Quran, all the harakats are there. Everything is there. And we got so many other books available which can explain us much more in detail, inshallah. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now we come to form 6, brother. And I'm going to write down another verse of the Quran. I hope you like my explaining you a little bit of Quran, brother. Because that is our main purpose for studying this course, brother. Okay, now we come to, brothers and sisters, Form 6. Now, what is the Madi, brothers and sisters? What is the Madi? Tafa ala. Are you with me? Tafa ala. Mudariya yata fa alu. No kasra. Remember, in form 5 and 6, no kasras except ism file. Yes. That is the thing we will, inshallah, remember. Sister Hafsa, no kasra except in ism file. Tafa'ala. Now, there are other characteristics of form 6. But as you know, I told you, we are not going inside the building of Tafa'ala. We are just passing by, and I'm showing you this building is called form 6. Okay? It is tafa'ala. And then later on we'll take time and enter the building and explore its different rooms and different artifacts. Where is the Amr? Sister Hafsa, where is the Amr now? Tafa'al. Okay, and then, brothers and sisters, I want ism fa'il. Mutafa'ilun. And you know you can make ism maf'ul by just putting this kasra on top of the ain, making it fatha, and you get ism fa'il. Brothers and sisters, now we want master. Tafa'ulun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, have I got something in reserve for you? An easy thing? No more sisters. I'm bringing it from Quran now, brother. What am I bringing now? From Quran. Very beautiful, brother. Very, very beautiful. You have recited this ayah so many, many times. Today, we are going to analyze it, brother. Alhaakumut takasur. What is takasuru, brother? Sister Maimuna, what is takasuru? It is the masdar of? Form 6, takasara. What is the verb? Takasara. Mudariya, yatakasaru. And what is the master? Takasuru. So brother, you will call form 6 or you will say Bab Takasuru. Huh? You will call it Bab Takasuru. Huh? Just for the sake of ease, you know, you will call it Bab Takasuru. Okay, brother. So what is the meaning of Takasara? To compete with each other in obtaining more and more wealth. You are vying each other in getting richer, more money, more wealth, more children, more wives, more houses, more cars. Allah gave you a house with one garage, you say, I want two. Allah gave you a house with two garage, I want three. We are never satisfied. We are just struggling in this life to get more and more and more and more. You know, I will inshallah show you a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I don't know the Arabic words exactly, but I inshallah write down, in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave son of Adam a valley of gold. He doesn't say, Ya Allah, I am grateful to you, gave me so much gold, the whole valley is full of gold. I don't deserve it. It is all because of your kindness, you know. I have so many faults, you know. I don't really deserve it. I'm grateful to you. No, 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 no. He looks up and says, I want two. That is what our nature is, brother. Are you with me? But we have to change that. And who will help us to change that nature? Quran. Quran will change you. Quran will give you sabr. Quran will increase in your heart sakina. And that is key to happiness, brother, in this life. Not money.